So here we are, another first Sunday of the month, another Communion Sunday, another Sunday that we're worshiping together and apart at the same time. Now, if you don't know, I write sermons about 4 or 5 weeks in advance, typically. And I do that for two reasons. One, I'm just incredibly afraid of winding up with nothing the night before I have to preach. And two, because it gives me time to put the sermon aside and come back to it at a future date and edit it. I wrote this sermon on April 13th. That was the day after Easter. And it's a day off for me, and I should probably be watching some bad TV movie or taking a nap with the cat or something restful like that. But my mind keeps going back to the words of Psalm 42. Now, if by some mercy of God we're actually worshiping together today, I will not rewrite this sermon. I still want you to hear my heart and my mindset this sunny but cold day after Easter. You know, it's not that I mind sharing communion with you over Facebook, because I don't. It's very different than being here in person, though. The level of intimacy that we share is not the same as it is when you're all physically here in front of me. In Psalm 42, the author writes, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you. From the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." So here is where my head and heart are this morning as I hear this psalm. In fact, I could rewrite it this way as we're apart. As I long for coffee time before worship, as I long for crazy rabbit holes in Sunday school that people love taking me down, as I long for mac and cheese or Jell-O with the kids at WOW, as I long to pass this bread and this cup directly to the communion servers, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. When can I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, because I miss being with, sharing with, and worshiping with your people, God. These things as I remember as I pour out my heart. A typical communion Sunday here at First Pres. The good-hearted and good-natured complaining over who had to make the communion bread and what a pain that is. The hustle and bustle of filling communion cups and getting in each other's way in such a small place like the old kitchen back there. One of our worship elders drilling the communion servers and how to serve the people. Me saying, "Servers, will you come forward to serve the people?" Me watching you as you receive the bread and the cup, especially our children. These things that I remember as we come to the table. Let me tell you the things I will never forget, though. I'll never forget the joy of serving you communion and calling you by name and looking in your face. I'll never forget how meaningful and joyful that is for me. And I'll never forget Paul's words to the Corinthians. He said, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord." So why won't I forget those words? Because these days apart have driven home for me how hard it is to remember that together we are the body of Christ, even when we are apart. So anyway, those are my musings this morning as we prepare to come to the table, As a deer longs for streams of living water, so too my soul longs. And if by chance we're actually together today, physically, face to face, not appropriately and socially safe distanced, then consider these words to be preached to you in the past tense. But know that the sentiment I carry for worshiping with you today is not bound by time, and it is not bound by place. It is not bound by physical distance or when you hear these words. Why is my soul cast down within me? Because I remember those days of loud and crazy and busy and excitement as we gathered to worship God and share at the table together. Do you remember those days, Laura? Absolutely, right? But my brothers and sisters in Christ, that is not the final word. Trouble and despair and hopelessness is never the final word. Not for us Easter people. Not for us for whom Christ suffered and died and rose in glory for. Those words can never and will never be the final word for us. We Easter people were created and saved for hope, for power, for glory, for worship, for fellowship, for mission, for life, and that life in abundance. So come to the table. Come to this table. Come in joy. Come in hope. Come and feast at that table which our Lord and Savior has prepared for us, even in the presence of those things that are against us. Come and let the Lord fill your cup to overflowing. If today your cup is filled with sadness, may it overflow with joy. And if today your cup is filled with fear, may it be filled with boldness and power. If it is filled with longing, may God richly bless you with the desire of your heart. May God prepare a table for you in the face of your enemies, and may your cup overflow. So come to this table. If you're physically here with me, welcome back, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You'll never know how much I missed you. And if you're here in spirit this morning, then remember, remember those times we shared together, and know that in God's good time, we will be together again and embrace again for real. Either way, remember, no matter where we are today, we are safe and secure in the arms of the one who gives us life and gives it in abundance. Come to this table and celebrate. Celebrate our new life in Christ. Celebrate the fellowship that binds our hearts together. Celebrate that even if not today, we will come to this table physically together again. Of one heart, hands open to receive. Of one spirit, hand in hand with each other. So come on along to the table with me. Amen.